Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the Lily Allen feet pics industrial complex, Timothy Chalamet crashing his lookalike contest, Chapel Roan versus Rude Paparazzi, and Elvira versus Ariana Grande. Subscribe anywhere you listen podcasts, and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Boo!
Ah!
If you just screamed, it was so high pitched I didn't even hear it. Oh. It was like a dog pitch.
A dog bitch?
Pitch, honey.
Oh, a dog bitch.
Wait, I wanted... No one said dog bitch.
Don't call me a dog bitch.
I wanted to try to make my keys be like spooky chains.
Okay, rattling. Ooh. So what are the chains? Do they symbolize something? Or who's wearing the chains? A ghost? Yes. So the ghost can wear chains?
Yes, they're very light, and then they're very heavy.
Okay. Well, yes, two chains.
I don't know why some ghosts have chains and some don't.
I don't want to look back into it. I don't want to know why they were wearing chains when they died. It's actually, I don't want to get to that.
You think chains are part of their ghost outfit?
If they were wearing chains when they died, then they're wearing chains as a ghost. Oh, that's why you see so many ghosts in white sheets. Everybody used to be dying in a white sheet.
In bed, honey.
No, they used to cover everybody with a white sheet.
If you sleep naked and die in your sleep, do you get...
A long dream.
Do you get the sheets and the comforter as part of your ghost outfit?
I hope. That would be nice. Kind of... fashion, actually. You ever see that runway where they were walking down the runway and it's like her head's on a pillow?
Yes.
Well, that could be you.
It's like when you're having one of those Sundays where you bring the comforter from the bed to the couch.
Oh, love those Sundays.
Oh yeah, love. Baby, tell me about it. Oh, maybe a bed from the pillow on the couch.
A bed from the pillow.
A pillow from the bed on the couch.
You're crazy when you mix up your words, Corey. You're crazy.
Ooh, watch out. I'm bringing in a pillow and the comforter from the bed. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm playing video games all day.
Corey, when I say I'm washing me in my clothes.
What?
Oh, that answers my question.
I'm washing me and my clothes. It means you're doing laundry and showering.
Okay, no. No, it was like a vine or something. And I feel like it's always in my head. It's this girl in the shower. She's drunk and she's fully clothed. She goes, I'm washing me and my clothes. I'm washing me and my clothes.
Hey, you ever been there?
No.
I think I was at a New Year's Eve party at your house when you were there.
I was never washing me and my clothes.
When you were in the shower washing you and your clothes.
It doesn't ring a bell. Well, this weekend I went to a rave and somebody at the rideshare pickup area was walking around saying, I'm washing me and my clothes. And I wanted to be like, I affirm, I know, I see you. But I didn't.
Was that their costume?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Hey,
what?
You think people are dressing up this weekend too?
That is a big debate on the internet. And I think anybody that says no lacks fun and whimsy.
I agree. I was thinking about how the last two weekends people in San Francisco have been dressing up, and I'm sure they'll do it this weekend too. And I thought, you know what? They're going out every weekend anyway. Why not have at least three of them a year be in a fun costume?
I agree.
You can do it if you're not costume repeating what you wore last weekend.
Wow. Okay, so there's rules.
Yeah, maybe.
The problem is, who benefits most from two Hala weekends
in
a row?
Big alcohol.
Sure. I was going to say fast fashion Halloween, because you know what? Nobody is crafting their costumes these days. Everyone's ordering one day shipping, and let me get three costumes. And so, you know.
Tipsy elves.
What the hell is Tipsy Elves?
They're fast Halloween fashion. They were a Shark Tank pitch that got bought, and now they make ugly sweaters. They make Halloween costumes. Tipsy Elves.
Okay, well, you know, I don't know. Do you have a Timothée Chalamet costume?
This was on my list of things to talk about.
Timothée Chalamet?
How dare you bring up the Timothée Chalamet costume lookalike contest when
it's not a costume contest, though. It's a lookalike. Like, you can't adorn yourself with Dune clothes or a flowy shirt with a peach. You have to, like, show up looking the part in the face.
Was it a peach or was it an apricot?
Who knows? It was a nut fruit.
Oh, a stone fruit, I think you mean.
No, I meant nut fruit.
All this, so Timothée Chalamet, I don't know, his official fan club, somebody in New York was all, let's have a Timothée Chalamet lookalike contest.
Well, big drama, because do you know Club Chalamet?
No.
Okay, well, there's a fan account called Club Chalamet, and it's like, she's like, she runs, I guess, a very notable Timothée Chalamet update account.
I'm picturing her like the woman who organizes the February 29th birthday stuff.
Yes, yes. She is, from my understanding, an older woman. Not older, but older than him by a bit.
Maybe. Older than me and you?
Older than us, perhaps.
Okay. She's seen things.
She's seen things. And she's mostly seen Timothée. And she posted that it's likely that he is not going. And so everyone was gagged when he showed up, because they were like, oh, this is really gonna
ruffle her feathers. Was she there?
No, she was not. How good of an update account can you be if you say he's not even going to go? And so then she put out a long statement about
no. Do you have the long statement?
Well, just go looking.
Do you think he did it to spite her? Do you think he's got beef with her?
I don't think so. I think he wanted to have a giggle and a gag.
It just makes me sad that we never did this for you at like a VidCon per se.
I would actually hate it.
A Tyler Oakley contest.
You don't remember when we did that?
At Playlist Live.
You don't remember when we did that?
You're on lying. The talk. on the talk. What, they all wore your hair and glasses?
Yes. it rings a bell for me.
I hope they still have. You know how gays just like keep all their bits in their... in their Halloween costume trunk. I hope Julie Chen's got that wig and glasses somewhere at home.
Certainly not. you know what? I went to
Was that Halloween themed?
No, but it was scary.
Okay.
I went to a yard sale last weekend, and he had rows of wigs for sale. And I thought, can you buy wigs at a yard sale?
Dry shampoo.
Is that how that works?
You could fumigate a wig.
I need to fumigate two wigs.
You bought
stat.
Two?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Do you keep one upstairs and one downstairs, just like your cursed dolls?
No, no. They got put into the wig closet. They're already in there. They're already in there contaminating the other wigs.
The non-contaminated wig.
They were $10 each, and they were like styled and nice.
Were they on a styrofoam head?
They were each on styrofoam heads.
Okay, then yeah, I don't think you need it. That person was taking... I thought you rolled up to like a red and green Rubbermaid bid and went fishing.
No, they were all styled and nice, and they were $10 each. I was like, this is sad, actually. No, you these
were
are
all,
nice.
You were all $10 each or 2 for $20?
I said, how about 2 for $20?
2 for $19.50?
Yeah, no, I don't like to try to.
I think you're supposed to barter at a yard sale.
I can't. I don't want to. I'm conflict avoidant.
You're all $21 for two.
I'm like, let's make this easy. I have to go.
You should have tried 18 doll hairs.
Ooh. Well, together it was more than 18 doll hairs.
What else did you really get?
Well, I got an easel.
Okay, yeah, you need that.
Yeah, and it was really nice.
How's it's my like, painting coming along?
Oh, I haven't started it.
Wow. Betrayed by my sister.
Well, you know, an artist needs to live as much as they need to create.
Now, how did you hear about this yard sale? Was it you just saw it when you're driving by, or you sought it out? You get like the...
I go on garagesalefinder.com every Saturday morning. What's wrong with you? Don't you?
I should try that.
The problem is, not everyone knows about garagesalefinder.com, but thankfully, maybe this will get the word out.
Thankfully, to our sponsors.
and then I'll check Craigslist, which a lot more people use. But it's like, how are you listing your garage sale without posting pictures? How are you listing your garage sale and expecting me to drive across town without at least one picture of the pile of shit you want to sell? It doesn't even have to be organized. Just show me a picture of what we're working with. Because if it's like just garbage and I show up and it's just garbage, you're lazy and you don't want to take it to the garbage.
Now,
because sometimes it is.
Now, how well do these work? Because
are you on garagesalefinder.com?
Yeah.
Well, the problem is, let me tell you the problem.
Featured
website is its ass. That website, it needs an overhaul. The amount of pop-up ads, you can't click something without accidentally clicking something, and then
I'm just telling you, this seems like a scam. Free crystal skull in haunted house garage sale multifamily.
Yes.
Seems like a scam.
Okay.
Why are they giving a free crystal skull?
I can't speak for them.
Babe, Halloween skulls are free gifts for all who come.
Yeah, well, some people got a lot of skulls to get rid of. Some people got stuff.
You just
some people.
They're just giving away free crystal skulls? This can't be right.
I'm on a all things free Facebook page.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I'm still waiting for the one thing to pop up that's like, ooh, I need to beg for it in the comments. Because people in the comments
give me.
Yes, no, even worse than that. They're like, please consider me for this. I need this for my blah, 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 blah. And everyone's begging with their own sad story. It's like, shut up.
Single mother need those.
Shut up. The rule should just be me, please, and then somebody gets picked based maybe on hotness level. I don't know.
That's like the people who drive around my neighborhood and take all of the books from the free little libraries and then try to sell them online.
No.
Yeah. I'll fight someone. I saw a girl parked out front of mine.
I need to keep some books in my car for those, because when I drive by it, I'm like, oh, I would like to put binge in there.
You should. I have my neighborhood. I've got a little map now in my brain. So when I go up for like a after dinner walk or early morning walk, I do my little lap. I hit up all eight.
Damn.
I got to see what's available.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Oh my God. Wait, speaking of Halloween, before we move on to November.
Okay, well, we've got a few more days left of this month.
Elvira, queen of Halloween. Halloween.
Would you rather be the queen of hollering or the queen of Halloween?
Hollering.
Yes. Oh, you know when they have like farm chicken call pig calling contests at the farm and shit?
Yes, calling contests.
That's hollering.
Well, Elvira has opened up a can of worms on,
she said,
on Wicked star Arianka Grande.
she said Ariana was rude to me.
Well, she said it was, quote, disrespectful.
Ooh. Damn.
So apparently Ariana and family requested, I don't know how many tickets, 20 something tickets or something, to Elvira's show. And they all went backstage. They met Elvira. Elvira took pictures with all of them. And then at the end of meeting all of Ariana's people, it was like, oh, can we get a picture? And apparently Ariana said, oh, I don't do that. Okay, now that's the summed up version. It's not exact quotes, blah, 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 blah. You can go Google it. Then Ariana posted in the comments of, well, I thought this was a little messy because Elvira told the story maybe like at a... like an event with a live audience. And so like maybe the interviewer was like, have you ever had a bad experience with them?
Yeah, I'm sure it was celebrity? A setup.
Well, I don't think she meant to like put Ariana on blast in the news. You know what I mean? She was like just telling a story.
Yeah.
And
it's never just a story.
Then when I thought it got a little messy was Elvira posted a screenshot of an article about the story on her main Instagram page. So it's like, okay, so you're really running with this. It's not just a slip of the tongue at an event. You're like, let me actually also post it main stage. Not even just your story, but on your main post on Instagram, a picture, a screenshot of an article about you talking about Ariana. It's like, okay.
People demanding apologies these days.
She has every right to speak her truth. But then Ariana commented on it and said she's so disheartened to see this. I actually don't even remember getting the chance to meet you because I had an anxiety attack. And I had to leave before the rest of my family. And I apologize if I offended you and blah, blah, blah. Sending you love. You'll always be my queen of Halloween. I thought she handled it as best as you can when somebody puts it all out there. I feel for her because, like, it's possible that she is telling her entire truth, and I have no reason to doubt it. But at the same time, I don't know. If I request 20-something tickets for my people and they are gracious enough to give my family the meet and greet that they want, especially I think I would...
Didn't she
I would
write?
Swallow my anxiety attack, and that's me, as somebody who could also have an anxiety experience. I would take the picture.
Yeah, I'm like, didn't she write that Elvira was like her mom's queen or something?
Yeah, or something. But she, she said, I'll try to explain all this to my mom because I think she was implying that her mom saw Elvira talk his shit and now she hates Elvira or something.
Oh no. I mean,
who knows?
I don't think this is going to make... I don't think this is going to sway any Ari fans to not like her.
Nor any Elvira fans to not like her. Though I will say all the comments being like, who even is Elvira? Not her trying to use Ariana for clout. And I want to be like, girl, relax. People just because you're clueless doesn't mean that somebody is not like relevant.
Did you see Chappell demanding an apology at the red carpet at Olivia Rodrigo's concert film premiere? Is that the sentences I never thought I would say?
I did see that and I liked it. I thought, you know what? Anybody talking about how Chapel Roan's never going to make it in the industry? Oh, so you want your monkeys to be at your beck and call and subservient and polite. Like, if anything, I think this shows that she is gonna make it because she stands up for herself and sets her boundaries. When you don't stand up for yourself and you don't set your boundaries is when you get trampled all over and you don't make it because you get eaten alive by the industry. I think if you set your boundaries, you probably are gonna make it.
What's the boundary?
The boundary is if you disrespect me, you will be confronted about it.
Okay. I was like, because they're still getting pictures, and then they're getting even more of a story. They're getting an up close and personal picture with her in their face.
Yeah, I mean, I just think
those red carpet situations are nightmares anyway, when all those people are standing there and all them photographers are just screaming at them.
Remember when Miley came out to the red carpet and she was all iPhones? Because all the paparazzi had iPhones and nobody had real pictures. She looked at them all like it was blank.
iPhones also have good cameras.
Well, I agree, but like, go look up the video. It's funny because she really judged. The problem is paparazzi are provocateurs,
right? And that's so, what I'm screaming.
And so to get the best picture, the picture that's going to get them the most money, they are incentivized to provoke her. And so, like, while it is like human to human, the correct thing to stand up for yourself, I think she is poking a bear that would love to be poked.
Right. I don't think these are like kind people that are just going to say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You're right. I was rude. These ain't the type.
With that said, I still am on her side. Like, she is a human and she can act as a human and she can recognize another human as a human and like want to confront the situation.
I think you gotta tattle up the ladder and just get them blacklisted from all red carpets.
That's not a bad idea until
they want to come correct with their behavior.
I wouldn't mind that. And I think it would very much send a message.
Right? Tattle up the ladder.
Yeah.
How do you get on those? Can anyone just show up with an iPhone and say, I'm here?
Baby, you snuck into a VIP and said you had a press pass. You know how to do this.
That's right.
I did like that she was like, never speak to another artist like this. Like, yeah. She was like, she's standing up not just for herself, but for culture.
Future
for
generations.
Yes.
So when the next gen is at the Addison Rae concert film experience movie premiere. Tate McRae. Addison Rae.
Speak on
Ariana
that.
Grande.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, did you ever work the Fry Station?
Did you ever cause an E. coli outbreak at McDonald's?
It's left to be discovered. I don't know. We'll never know. The fries I packed reached far and wide. So if there ever was any type of outbreak in Michigan, it could have been me. I don't know. What is E. coli? That would be a beautiful name for a little boy.
E, first initial E. That could be a drag name.
No, just E. coli. It's one word.
E. coli. Sure. Great. I love it.
Well, I was asking if you worked at a fry station because Trump did.
We talked about this last week, honey. The update to the story is that the E. coli outbreak that happened after he worked the fry station.
Wait, from the fry station? No.
After Trump worked at McDonald's last week, which we discussed.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Days later, there was a McDonald's announced an E. coli outbreak.
That's why I brought it up.
The CDC announced it's investigating a surge of E. coli cases stemming from McDonald's restaurants in these 10 states. Colorado, Kansas, Utah, Wyoming, Idaho, Iowa, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Mexico, Oklahoma. Red states is what I'm hearing.
And Trump was at one of those doing that?
No, I don't know where he was.
Oh.
It was all pomp and circumstance, it was all fake. Fake customers. He was probably there for 10 minutes.
Okay, well, Corey, you don't need to tell me. We discussed this last week.
So then I got McDonald's this week because I thought... I thought the advertising really worked. Trump made me want McDonald's. Not want to vote for him, but want McDonald's.
So you're easily susceptible to influence.
You know what I want to complain about?
What?
McDonald's chicken nuggets now just come in a bag instead of that little, like, cardboard situation.
What do you mean a bag?
Nowadays, McDonald's chicken nuggets come in a little bag, like you know what the paper thing that the fries come in, like a small fry.
A small fry.
Yeah. So a picture that paper a little bit bigger, and now they just shove 10 nuggets in there. No more little box with the flaps and the shit. Just ten nuggets in a bag.
Maybe cost effective. Maybe it's better for the environment.
Yeah, it's cheaper for them as they up the prices on everything.
Okay. So what are we going to do? Overthrow?
My combo meal, $16 for a paper bag with 10 nuggets and a paper straw that stopped working.
You're not buying the meal for the packaging, are you?
I didn't even get a Happy Meal, but you know what? Those, oh my God, did you ever have the McDonald's the McDonald's like plastic.
Let me stop you right there.
I know. Yes. I'm like, no, you're like, we were poor. You think we could go to McDonald's?
You think we were going to McDonald's?
You ever had a little orange McDonald's pumpkin bucket? Ew, it was so cute. There were signs all over the McDonald's I went to that said the spooky buckets are back, and I was all, oh, I need them. I need all four real bad.
Well, you know, that's just...
We trick-or-treated with those for years, honey.
Okay, well, then they got good use, and they probably were just filled with lead and or whatever.
Yeah.
Infecting your candy.
Hell yeah. I like razor blades in my candy bars and lead in my pumpkins.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Speaking of inflation.
Okay, yes, I'll go there.
Oh my God, did you see you know who Lily Allen is?
Yes. Famously sings Fuck You.
Fuck you. Yes, a classic.
Fuck you very, very much.
That was a classic. She said that she makes more money from selling feet pics than she does from her music on Spotify.
I believe that. I mean,
I believe that.
Name another song from her. Go. And what?
Can you?
No, but I'm not the one gagged.
I feel like I listened to her music once at some point, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe.
Speaking of music, did you listen to Disease?
I did. Gaga is back with... people were saying it was giving Born This Way... Like, they were teasing it, kind of feeling like it's going to be like reminiscent of Born This Way before it came out. And I thought it's... It felt like it's maybe like the grunginess of like Shiza, Government Hooker,
Heavy Metal Lover.
Yeah. But to me, it feels like, oh, she wants to do another Fame Monster moment. She wants it to be a little, because Born This Way thematically was more Highway Unicorn energy and
show
imagery.
And you're thinking she's going to show me your teeth.
Yes, she wants to do a little Dance in the Dark, honey. She wants to, you know, she wants it to be a little It seems like that's what she's doing. But I feel like you can only do Nurtec and A Clown is Born for so long in House Labs before you have to kind of go back to the reason why people really are on board in the first place.
Did you read Azealia Banks's review on Twitter?
No, what'd she say?
Ah, for fuck's sake. This Disease single officially marks the end of that bullshit electroclash wannabe garbage brat era. Sis should have just sat there and ate her fucking apple. Thank fucking God, this is actually electroclash. Very impressive. Katy Perry may as well pack it up now. It's quiet for the white girls right now. The Gaga show is on. LMAO, I'm sorry, but mid Anna could never. And it's no shade. Lady Gaga is finally back on top, in top form. Kudos to her.
Okay. Well, I it's great when she's right, but she's often wrong. Because Azealia Banks...
Imagine shading Katie or Madonna when you could never.
I don't think... I think she's got a lot to say about a lot of people flopping. And maybe she's the expert on knowing when somebody's flopping. You know, it takes experience to recognize something.
Self-awareness.
Let's not say that she's quite there yet. Azealia, did you see what else she was up to? See, like, this is so annoying because, like, this is all she does. If she were to put all of this into music, she would have some legendary diss tracks. She would have... endless legendary diss tracks because she's got so much to say and the audacity to say it, but she just tweets it instead of going on rhymezone.com like anybody else and coming up with a little ditty.
She should sell feet pics, get some money in the bank, make an album, not get very much money from the streams on Spotify, but hey, at least you put out music.
Well, she just went off about Lil Nas X, who, you know what? You can say whatever you want about Lil Nas X, but, like, you can't say that he's not successful. You can't say that he's not at least still putting out things. What are you doing, Miss Ma'am? Like, how are you talking?
What do you mean? What website did you name drop? Rhymebuster.com?
Rhymezone.com?
What is that?
First, you don't know about GrouchHellfinder.com. Then you don't know about RhymeZone.com. It's like, have you been on the internet?
No, I try to stay off the internet.
Azealia Banks posted on X, formerly Twitter. She said, Lil Nas X really fell off so hard. LMFAO, that little cunt rag swore she was the T. Bitch has no bars. Ha 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 ha. Okay. Which, girl, what do you mean somebody else fell off so hard? What do you mean somebody swore they had the tea? What do you mean somebody else said, what do you mean somebody else doesn't have bars? What are you doing?
Hey, what are you doing?
And so Lil Nas X replied.
Oh, he replied. Said,
yeah, and kind of came, he ate that one little thing. Just wait for it. He said, Azealia, I could never make a hit song again, and you would still never in your bussy soap selling, chicken sacrificing, botched body, hating ass, miserable life, reach a tenth of my success. Love your music, by the way.
That's it.
He ate that one little thing.
He said...
He said, try me, actually. You can't. How are you hating from outside the club?
Huh? Did you want to put a pin in Global All-Stars?
Sure.
It's over. We did it.
It's over. I'm not going to say it was a setup, but it was definitely an experience for Alyssa Edwards to win.
Babe, here's what I think. So the word on the street is that even though they let all four of them do the final lip sync, that they only filmed two crownings. I feel as though they filmed the Alyssa crowning as the safety net backup. and just in case sort of situation. And then I think after all the hate that Kitty and Queen got online, they couldn't possibly crown one of them. And then it made Alyssa the clear winner.
Oh, okay. Interesting, because everyone liked Nelania on the internet.
Right, but they didn't film a Nelania crowning because they didn't think she would be as beloved as she was.
Well, regardless, it's not to say that Alyssa doesn't deserve a crown. I think she's drag royalty. I think she's drag race royalty. With that said, it was rigor mortis. I don't think it was rigor mortis. I think it was just, honestly, and it's not going to come easy to say it. When Jimbo was on an American All-Stars season, was it not random to just randomly include also Jimbo?
I would say maybe, but not coming a season after they had just let one UK winner on a season of all winners when they had 15 winners to choose from or whatever the hell.
I don't know. It just kind of felt like what situation can we give the crown to this queen to that we can make sense?
But I mean, even then there was, Alyssa never had an opportunity to go home on Global All-Stars. Candy could have voted out Jimbo at third place and won the season, but she chose not
to. You're right.
Alyssa was never put in a position to be voted out, and the production was never going to put her out.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. That's a little more on the nose for me.
I don't know. With all of it done, I'm happy it existed because I got to know a lot of queens that I didn't know, and I got to experience their point of view. Do I think the best queens made it to the end? No. Do I think it's annoying for all the international queens to be that were not Rue girls, specifically like girls that were judged by Rue on their original seasons, out the door first, and so like the finale was all packed with favoritism for the, you know, the big franchise or
bigger franchises.
Yeah, that's annoying. But at the end of the day, Alyssa kind of is that bitch. Like, she's not that bitch. I mean, the fashion is not quite there for me, but like a lot of the fashion from the season was not quite there for me. As soon as Pythia went home, it was like, oh, I don't really know if the point of views of the runways are that crucial to see for me at that point.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about when it was like the out of this world alien runway or whatever, and Alyssa literally was wearing like a Vegas showgirl outfit, which I loved, but alien UFO out of this world, it did not give.
To me, it was a little bit of a Sasha Colby experience where it was the Alyssa Edwards meet and greet, and it fulfilled the prompt to the very end. And the storylines of everybody trying to, even in the finale, somebody was like, I got to show that I can beat Alyssa, or I'm not, you know, like whatever. It was like, oh my God, as soon as you say that, it becomes the reality. It's like, that is the point of view we all are being served.
I mostly fast forwarded the last three or four episodes. Anytime they were all just chatting in the workroom, fast forward for me.
I am loving UK Drag Race right now.
It's
giving what's her name? Karen Thrax?
Kyren.
Is that her name? Kyren.
Karen!
Kyren Thrax is kind of feeling like an Aquaria. Not to say like, not, you know, not to like, yeah, this queen is this queen, but it feels like we're either going to get an Aquaria type win with her, or is it a Bianca / Sasha Colby type win with Lavoie? It feels like those are the final two, and it feels like it's going to be a decision between old school and new school.
Young versus old?
Yeah, it feels like they're marking are they going to have a legend get the win or a future of drag get the win?
I was watching on TikTok, and one of the former UK queens was talking about how we're so overdue for an all-stars, UK all-stars, which I would live for. I think UK, as far as the foreign franchises go, have had some of the best casts, best queens, and it's like a, such a duh for me that they haven't. And so maybe we'll get that for season 7.
I would love it.
Yeah.
Well, Corey, I think we've covered it all.
Happy Halloween.
What are you going to be? What were you this weekend?
Nothing. I went and played dominoes with my friends and I won for the third week in a row. They can't even try me.
Oh, it looks like I might win my third fantasy football game of the row.
Oh my God. We've really turned it around.
My opponent has two more players left and it's projected that he's going to win. He's going to beat me. But
honey, then you're out.
but I'm currently beating him.
What's the projection say?
The projection could be wrong, because what if somebody hurts their knee?
What if somebody loses a toenail in the locker room beforehand?
That's what I'm saying, and I might be there to bite it off.
All right.
Okay.
All right, goodbye.
Oh, yeah.